قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected viewers, we bring to you episode 12 of the series in this blessed month of Ramadan. In the 12 juz of Quran Kareem, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes mention of perhaps one of the most amazing. In fact, every surah in the Quran Kareem is amazing. But wallahi, this surah is super amazing. And that is Surah Yusuf. What a great surah Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has put together on the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the 12 juz of Quran Kareem, Surah Hud, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about various prophets of Allah, Hud alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, Shu'aib alayhi salam, and how the nations had belied the prophets. Allah speaks about the repercussions and the consequences of the evil actions of the people that lived at that time. I just want to focus perhaps on one or two aspects of the life of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam, one of the greatest Anbiya of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah blessed him with great beauty. But one great lesson that we take from the life of Yusuf alayhi salam is a spiritual malady that unfortunately has befallen the Ummah, and that is the evil sickness of jealousy and hatred. If the direct descendants of a Nabi were not protected, where do you and I stand? What was their hatred? The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, why did they dislike him? They repeatedly questioned this decision of Allah. Why does our father shower so much of love on Yusuf and Binyamin, whereas we are talented youths, we are talented youngsters? So this is what happens to a jealous man. Ya hasidan li ala ni'mati, O jealous man over what Allah has given me. Do you know to whom you have shown disregard? Not to me, but you have frowned upon the decision of the Almighty Allah. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? That malice is like a razor. Malice is like a razor. He said, don't get me wrong. Laysa halikatu sha'r, walakin halikatu deen. Malice will not shave your hair away. It will shave your iman away. And hence the Quran says that وَنَزَعَنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلِّنْ. Prior to entering into Jannah, there will be two streams. People will drink from one stream via which Allah will cleanse all internal spiritual maladies. Allah will remove pride. Allah will remove animosity, jealousy, hatred. So a person will literally see his brother in a higher abode than him in Jannah, yet not harbor jealousy against him. Allah says when we remove this jealousy, ikhwan, and then they will become true brothers. Subhanallah, the ulama have explained so amazingly that Allah will give you the greatest respect at the hands of those very people who harbor jealousy against you. There's an amazing incident that has been recorded in the books of Ahadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day is sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi and he said, oh my Sahaba, the person who will enter from that direction is amongst the dwellers of Jannah. Three consecutive days the Nabi of Allah made the same announcement. Amr bin As, who's the narrator of the Hadith, he said, after 3 days, my anxiety got the better of me. I said, I have to try and identify what is that outstanding quality in the life of this man. He's an ordinary, simple man. I came to him. I said, oh, my brother, could I spend a few nights with you? He said, by all means. Anyway, I got to the home of the Sahabi, assuming that his days would be spent fasting, his nights would be spent in Salah. But to my utter surprise, he slept throughout the night. At the time of Fajr, he would get up. He was an ordinary simpleton, ordinary simple man. Amr bin As said, I found nothing extraordinary in the life of this man. فَلَمَّا مَدَتِ الصَّلَاسِ وَكِتْتُ أَنْ أَحْتَقِرَ عَمَلَهُ. After 3 days had lapsed, and I was on the verge of trivializing the piety of this man and saying, oh my Allah, why have I come? I came to him and I said, my brother, the 3 days you came into the presence of the Nabi of Allah, 3 consecutive days Allah's Nabi said that you're a Jannati. What is that quality that you have in your life? He says, you have seen my days, you have seen my days, you have seen my nights. I do nothing extraordinary. Amr bin As said, I was about to walk away. This man calls me. And he said, you really want to know the formula of Jannah. غير أني لا أجد على أحد من المسلمين غشا ولا حسدا على خير أعطاه الله إياه. That never in my life has my heart harbored jealousy or malice against any person in relation to the wealth and the affluence that Allah had given him. What did the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell Anas? Ya Anas, إن استطعت أن تمسي وتصبي وليس في قلبك غش لأحد من المسلمين فافعل. Oh Anas, you get up in the morning. Let us use a medical metaphor. You know, we get up, we monitor our cholesterol, we monitor our diabetes, our pressure. The Nabi of Allah says, you get up in the morning, monitor your heart. And if you can comfort yourself that your heart does not harbor jealousy or malice against any person in this world. Oh Anas, if you do that, you have revived one of my greatest teachings. You love me, you would me in paradise. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah cleanse our hearts. Allah purify our hearts of this evil sickness of malice and jealousy. May Allah cleanse our hearts so that we could pass away in a condition that our hearts are totally clean. Barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, till we speak to you again tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا